Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Mar Milat Shichu. Mishmas. Mar Sester Bas Rav Shmuel. Mar Ischai Bas Chana Sot Achana Bas Rav Meir Zev. And Lili Mishmas, Rav David, David Yitzchok, Ben Akiva Yehuda. And Schuss Moshe Rav Eshna Rai Sot Moshe Mordechai. Rav Yitzchok Ben Esther said Ezra Ben Esther, David Avram, and Marisan and Miriam, we see two Marisan and Miriam, then we serve as Marisan and Miriam, Hemachol and Elvin Eliam, and we're going to be learning a Psak Din from Chacham Uvadia. It's printed in the Avi Omer, in the 10th volume, the 31st Siman. The way it works with Chacham Uvadia is that he didn't, his Sfarim aren't necessarily in chronological order, meaning could be a later Sefer with a much earlier Tshuva. So this is definitely a much later Sefer, but the Tshuva is already from Tavshin Chav Dalet, from Shvat of 1964. Sheila, in a get kados. Haget beveis adin b'Yerushalayim, kidei l'moisre v'ishtoi v'gorsha, v'esei shev aguna ke'almon eschayis. So, the husband is far away from his wife. Can he write permission for to appoint a sofer, and to appoint Adim for the writing and signing of haget, and the beis adin b'Yerushalayim in order to give it to his wife? So you're allowed to appoint a sofer and edim with a written text and not verbally. Tshuva. And otherwise, he says, his wife will remain in Aguna and she'll have a living husband. But never she'll be stuck. Tshuva. Hinei begitin ayin beiz isa tani kava sidi ravashi kasev sefer l'shma v'chasmu edim l'shma v'nastula harei get botol. If the sofer writes the Shema and the Edim sign it, the Shema for the sake of this woman, and it was given to her, the get is batal. The get is not a good get until you hear the sound of his voice saying to the sofer, write, and to the Edim sign. And the Gemara explains this b'raisa. This is excluding the opinion of Rav Kahana Merav, who says that a deaf mute can give written instructions to write a get. And this opinion is not like that. Aran, their rights for Katsvatais is Dwama Matin and Alacheresh. Mishum de Cheresh, Afafish Medavim Turkaksav, Mistamadaita Shagishtahi, Avapiker Shelch Piksav Yodim, Dina Sayam, Shirk to Ritma Get Lishtoi, Wumakuyam, Dagal Mechash Leziufa, Koysum Nice and Get Lishtoi, Vlobin Shimis Kole Namish, the Vade Kole Labdafka, the Tonic Avinistatic, Sagi Brahmanas Arosh, Savioda Lagora Melchonas Arosh. So the Chiddush Aran says a big Chiddush in the name of Tosfos, that we are only excluding a deaf mute because a deaf mute, even though he is writing instructions, mistama dato shagishtei, his das is not complete. His das is impaired. But a pikeach who sends biksav yado mimedinas hayam, he sends a verbal, written instructions. If he's a pikeach, if he is a completely sane individual, and he sends written instructions, back then the deaf mutes were not like today, where they are taught a lot and they're on a much higher intellectual level. So back then the assumption is they have daita shagishta. But a pikeach sheshalch b'ksav yado medina sayam, but if you have a wise man, a sharp man, a mentally acute person who writes instructions from overseas, to write and give a get to his wife, and there's no chash ziuf, there's no chash that this was a forged letter, you are allowed to write and give a get to his wife, and you don't mamish need to hear his voice. Pashas the Rei Gemara, you mamish need to hear his voice. Says the Ran, it's not necessary. Because we learn Lagabe Nishtatek that if somebody can't speak, so it's enough if he nods his head. So why is his handwriting any less than the nodding of his head? So in the Mela, handwriting is fine, as long as he has das. V'kach kasevot b'shut haran. So this is both in the Chidushim of the Ran and the Tshuvas at the end of Siman Mem Gimel. And so writes the Ramban. Kol afuke mid Rav Kahana, mefurish b'toisvus, dam matinah charish yachol adam mitach ha-ksav. Hanu shim datu shagishti, aval bor yishol ha-ksav, medina sayam. So Ramban says the same word as the Ran, that this is all talking about a cheresh, but if we're dealing with a person who is bari, who is mentally acute, he can write, because we learn in the Mishnah that he can nod his head. If he can nod his head, then nodding his head is the same as writing. What's the difference? Since we have a Tanaic source, the Mishnah of Raisa, we have a Tanaic source that he's allowed to nod. He's also always allowed to write it as long as he's a pikeach. And so writes Rav Vidal Kreskas, Gittin Ein Beis Amar Aleph. However, the Rashba in his Chedushim to Gittin Ein Beis Amar Aleph writes, V'archonis Rosh Tumat Snisim Loit Nimata V'Braisa. Kidegar Sina B'Yerushalmi. So first, we have the opinion that compares it to Archanas HaRosh. This Archanas HaRosh is the Mishnah and Daf Samach Zayin on the Beis in Gittin. So the Brice is not excluding Harchanas HaRosh, because Kol has the same din as Harchanas HaRosh. And Tosfos says, again, the nodding of the head, and Tosfos says, as we quoted numerous times, that that he can also write it. However, here the Ramban adds, Umiu b'toisefta loy mash makein yisa hasam. So he says from the Tosefta that the Tosefta says, no, you have to actually hear him. And if you don't hear him, then not good. Writing is no good. The Tosefta excludes the writing, you have to actually hear him. But there we're not talking about a cheresh. So see, the Tosefta learns not like these Rishonim. And therefore, you are not allowed to write, even if he's a pikeach. So therefore, if he sends from Medina Sayam, it's no good. And in the Chedush HaRitva, he says, "Get nine beis amar aleph," and you see Rav Avadya Yosef mamash mekifet asugya. People, so he knows all the Rishon, all the Achron. Here he goes from Rishon to Rishon to Rishon to Rishon. He also knows the Rishonim. He knows everything. Baruch Hashem. Kol ha'afukim b'derav kahana perish dasa l'afukim cherishen v'shemei v'enu medaber v'bikech lo'me matin alei t'asnan b'neshtatek t'sagir b'chanas rosh kol shkin dib m'tech ha'ksav d'mahani sh'vina meida cherishen v'shemei v'enu medaber afilu yochol l'daber m'tech ha'ksav v'en kosin esim gedli ishtar. So first he brings the word that if he's a cherish medaber m'tech ha'ksav doesn't work. But if he's a pikeach, then it's fine. Then he can speak from his ksav. And then he writes, "B'shem Arama, shafilu pikeach lo chubah achar So he could have said, and he does, and he writes, so maybe he's just playing a game. So he holds, no, even if he's a pikeach, writing doesn't help. The Motzi Laor of the Ritva says that according to the Rama, who says that Rechoshish, well, why didn't he say? If he could have said, why didn't he say? So writing is no good. But if he was B'medina Sayyam, then he can send it. Now we know why he didn't say, because he's so far away. He's appointing Edom and Medina overseas, so that's why he's writing. There's no steer from the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that you're not allowed to be Mamana B'Ksav Yado, but that's only, that's not talking about B'Din HaSeyam. Maybe when he's Bari, maybe there's a little plug. And whether he's B'Din HaSeyam or not B'Din HaSeyam, it doesn't matter. He's not allowed to send the B'Ksav Yado. So the Ran himself, in the end of Perikis Kabel, Dibra Masal Amrulo, says this whole vort that yes, they say that there's a mechilik between a cherish and a bikeach. But he says, in the Tosefta, it's not mashma like that. In the Tosefta, it's mashma that that even bikeach is not allowed to write. And therefore, Vimken Roy Lahachmir. The smag brings the Tosefta, and he writes, "V'shema min afilu pikeach enu yochel v'shlech ksav yedo v'beistin shemak racha shegashu as ishto." He says, "Even a pikeach no, because the Tosefta is bechlal." He says, "Not talking about a cheresh." And who kach kosav in the sefer Truman Simon Chavzayin, so an agos memoni. And pay a pregnant with his garish and also the same Sefer Truma, and the Mordechai. He writes that Ayyadek Sab Eino Moel, he brings the Tosefta again. Tosis HaRosh. First he says the chilek between the Cherish and the Pikeach, but then he brings the Tosefta not like that. And he says, Nishtatik Shiny, Inam Nishtatik Shiny. So he says, Archanas Rosh Shiny, that if it's famous from Shemar Gufo, maybe Archanas Rosh is better than writing because he's showing with his body. Remy Nishtatik is different, a guy who can't speak because there's no other way to do it. So for Katakanas Agunas, we allow him to deny. But if somebody can speak, he has to speak it out, he has to say it. Akakos of HaRosh Bipsakov. The Rambam, in the second parak of Vilchus Gerushin, Allah HaTazayim writes, Mishin Nishtatik, etc. V'chein in Patsuk Sav Yado, Kisru V'tun Get L'Ishti, Arei L'Koysim, V'Naisim La. Wow, so the Rambam says that somebody who's unable to speak, if he writes B'Ksav Yado, it's B'Seder. So it's Mashma that certainly works with a B'Keach. If B'Ksav Yado, talking about a Nishtatik, somebody who's unable to speak. So if he can do with Archanas HaRosh, if he can write it up with Archanas HaRosh, it's certainly a pikeach. This is talking about a nishtatik because of illness. He became he's unable to speak. He can write it, write instructions for the get. So certainly a regular pikeach can write instructions for a get. So writes the Beis Yosef. And then he brings Rabbeinu Yerucham. He says, no, dafka nishtatek, but a pikeach has to speak. And then the Beis Yosef concludes, that's all das haramba. But das shara poskim, we have the Tosefta. And the Tosefta says, pikeach is no good. And then he quotes all the sources that say that that pikeach can't give written instructions. Barash, Badarosh, Daran, Mordechai, Sefer Chum, the Smag, the Smak, they're all Samech on the Tosefta L'Achmir, and so Paskin, Maran, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Eben Ezer, Simen Kufchav Sifhei, Afilim Kosev Abal, Vixav Yadav, Vixav Yichtav, Vileidim Sheyachtimu, Afal Pichain, Lo Yichtavu, Vilo Yachtimu, Ad Shishmu, Es Kolo, Shemitzav, Aleim, Lichtav, Vilachtav, Vain Shupikeach, Vain Shubidabir, Vain Roshimea, Vish Mashim, Beget Mishin Estatik, Apik Sav Yadav, Shichtav, Sofer, Sov Vladim, Chasom, Vishtia, Rudaitum, Yushevis Allah. So those who are machshir in ishtatik, but the first opinion he brings is no, that everybody has to write. But in our case, where he's not a mishtatik, if he's there, says Chacham Ovadia, then he don't be done, yivshal lebeizdin, lichtov al abal, shichtov yimane. It's a surfer, lichtov leidim lachtoim. So according to this, there's no eitz in our case for him to give written instructions for the Sofer and the Eidim. However, in the Shut HaMabit, he's makeup makom igun, being Somech on the Rambam, the Rambam says about Nishtatik, so he sees that the same would apply to Pikeach. So to the Maran ben Chaviv and the Get Pashit, he writes B'Shas HaDchak, Yeshet Smoch Al HaMikilin. So then Chacham Avadi brings a whole slew of achronim, or a mekel b'ksav yada b'makom igun, and the Tshuvis Pnei Yitzchak Abul Afia brings a diuk, which is discussed and surprised. Avadi brings everything, but I happen to have seen this morning a Tshuva Neshut HaRabbaz with B'tzalel Safran, who was one of the great poskim in pre-war Europe, so he has a tshuva where he discusses at length this diuk l'maisa. He's machmir, but that there's a difference between batel and pasel. So in the Tosefta, and this is again the Yishuv Pnei Yitzchak that Chacham Ovadia brings, in the Tosefta it says that if he gives written instructions, it's pasel, and pasel's mashma derabanan. Batel's mashma d'oraisa, so we're only that lowers it anyway to a din d'rabbanan. But we have many poskim who are mekel, and brings Shlomo Zalman, Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Kook, and many others who we discuss, and many who are mekel. And his conclusion is Amura Mikol HaAmur. I'm just skipping. Anybody who wants to see this, this is in Chelek Eben Ezer, in Simon Lamed Aleph, in the 10th volume of the Abi Omer, Amura Mikol HaAmur, Sha'ba'al HaSholech, Ktav Yadol Beit HaDin, Shehu Mehmaneh Ata Sofer Lechtov, Uleidim Sheyachtemu, Lashlech Beit HaDin, Liten Aget Liyad Ishto, Alav Levatei Befiv, Kol Ma Shekotev B'minuyav, V'yemaneh Otam Befe Malei, Bifnei Eidim Ksheirim, ואחרי שיחתום על כתב ידו, יאשרו העדים שאת כל הכתוב במינוי הסופר והעדים, הכל נאמר בפה מלא על ידי הבעל, ויקיימו על ידי הערכאות או השגרירות שלנו. וכל זה בתנאי שישעת הדחק הוא מקום עיגון, וכן פשט המנהג בכל בתי הדין בארץ, וכך כתב הגון רב יצחק אייזק הרצוג בתשובתו, שובה בתשובת משפטי עוזיאל ואבן עזר ממדור את עניין הסימן קופי זין, והנראה לעניות דעתי כתבתי. So he's makel on all those achronim, who say samach on all those achronim who are makel, that it's enough b'ksav yado, b'makom igun. However, he says that he must also verbalize it in front of two witnesses, that he's making this minui. Levatei b'fiv, whatever he writes in the minui, in this appointment of the Sofer and the Eidim, he should verbalize, he should have two witnesses witness that he's verbalizing it, and then these two witnesses should bring the ksav yad and say, hey, we heard him say it, and he wrote it. So this is to make it better, he also should say it. But we have what to rely on even just to write it, but it's better to say it as well, in front of two Eidim. And this is the minhag in the courts in Eretz Yisrael, And so agreed Rav HaRashi LeMedinat Israel Herzog, and a tshuva brought by another Rav HaRashi LeMedinat Israel, Rav Uziel. And he concludes Hanira LeNiustaiti Kasafti. Very interesting topic. I hope we're zocheh to return to it. Obviously, we didn't cover the entire tshuva, but we definitely got the general idea without quoting all the sources. And I encourage everybody to, as is always the best, לראות בפנים את הדברים, ושנזכר באמת לראות נפלאות מתורת השם, ושלא יהיו עגונות בכלל ישראל, שלא יהיו אנשים סובלים ונשים סובלות, ונראה בישועת השם בקרוב. אמן ואמן. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.